The Port Huron City Council had their regular scheduled meeting last night. The mayor of Port Huron on the line with us right now, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I know this has been it wasn't on the agenda last night, but a lot of people have been talking about leaf pickup, and now we've got snow and ice and rain and all kinds of stuff out there. What's the latest that you hear from MTERRA about that?
You know, it is seemed to be the subject, doesn't it? But, you know, they did go out and get another vehicle. So they did have three trucks, now they have four trucks, so they can try and catch up on it. I know it's not been good. But I know that the city manager said last night that they look back in their records, and historically, this has been weather that the other company did not have to deal with, especially, well, at least in recent years. So going back at least 5 years, I even remember last December, the weather was much, much milder. So in November, I think it was also. I mean, I think my husband played golf in December last year. So this year, we've had a lot of rain. A lot of cold weather. It's been very difficult for them to get them up. They're very heavy and wet, so it slowed down the whole process. And, of course, it's the first time that they've been doing it for us, too. So I think that they're trying to get used to a pattern, not to make excuses. So I think that they're trying hard. One of the things that they're encouraging people to do is if you do have an issue or you've been missed or something like that, is to call our Public Works Department or call MTERRA direct. They are, you know, and that goes for both refuse and this leaf pickup. They are going out if somebody's been forgotten as far as refuse pickup and picking it up. So they are trying. They are out there again, of course, today and will be for the rest of the week and are taking another swing. They've been starting at the north end heading south. So hopefully it does all get picked up, but the weather is a big deterrent.
It feels like it has not been a real smooth transition to this new trash removal service, because leaf pickup aside, I've heard a lot of other people complaining about their trash pickup. Do you feel confident that moving forward they're going to sort of, you know, figure out what they're not doing right and improve over the course of this contract?
I hope so, and I think so. I know that there was a lot of stumbling at the beginning, and I know a lot of the issues that were there to begin with as far as refuse pickup have been solved. So they have made the effort. They do have someone that's, like I said, that will go right out. They have he has like a pickup truck type thing. So if your trash has been missed, they will go out. So rather than wait until the following week or wait and maybe complain afterwards, if it doesn't happen that day, you should call right away so that they can take care of it. I think the only way they're going to know is if people, you know, I see things and talk back and I see, comments and that, mm-hmm. but they need to call the company directly. They need to call our Public Works directly. And it's the only way it's going to get fixed, is if they, you know, are constantly know that of the errors that they've made and that type of thing. I have noticed an improvement myself in the pickup as far as the refuse goes. I think that, like I said, I think they've been faced with a difficult year as far as weather for the leaf pickup, and that certainly has been a big deterrent. So hopefully we get through this, and, they do have a five-year contract, and so, as long as they're giving their effort and moving forward, we have to hope and trust that they will do better.
Looking at the agenda from last night, it looks like some improvements on the way for McMorrin.
Yes. Actually, what a nice thing. The River Church has donated to McMorrin for complete rehauling of the lighting and the sound system. And they have been holding church services. They've rented McMorrin on Sunday mornings and holding church services there. But that being said, they've decided to donate to the city new stage lighting and sound equipment and live streaming projector. This is all things that we have wanted and needed, however, have not been able to afford to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are so appreciative of their donation. And there's they just wanted to give back, and they thought it would be good not just for their own use and own benefit, but for anybody who's using McMorrin. And then the other thing is they're starting down the path of hired the consultants to do the plaza area out there in front.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be done. So that's, we had enough donations and grants and things like that to pay for you know, having it all designed and that. And it's going to be a very nice area out in front. And so it'll be quite a showpiece for downtown.
Yeah, remind me what some of the highlights are of that project to redo the plaza. It's going to be kind of a different look for the front of McMoran.
It is, but I don't think they're completely decided what it is yet. So
yeah.
I know they've talked about a skating area outside. There's you know, been a lot of things that have thrown out, but this is the actual company who's going to do the design. So I think right now, you know, they're going to move forward with that, and then they'll probably have some, McMoran will probably have some community meetings and things like that so people can come and see it. I've not actually seen the whole plan for what they were thinking, but obviously now that they've hired the company, that will put it all in some plan out. Mm-hmm. So, but it's going to be nice.
No, it sounds very nice. One more city council meeting for 2018, is that right?
Oh, wow, yes.
Wow. Where's this year
yes.
gone, huh?
Yeah, no, one more meeting. It's winding down for the year, isn't it?
I guess it is. Well, we'll talk after that meeting. Pauline, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.